For KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Julia Ritchie. From booze to bear's ears to viral body cam footage, 2017 has been a year of big news stories in Utah. Here to break down a few of the top stories we covered are KUER reporters Eric Newman, Judy Faze, and Nicole Nixon. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Eric, I wanted to start with the story of University of Utah nurse Alex Wubbles. And the viral body cam footage of her arrest by a Salt Lake City police officer. So you covered this. Why did this get so much attention?
I think it really resonated with people because it was one of those unique situations where we got to see kind of a violent interaction between a police officer and a citizen that happened to be captured on body cam footage. And there's so much speculation about that kind of thing happening, but so rarely is there actual visual evidence. And I think having people be able to see that for themselves, especially when it was a nurse, was just so objectionable.
No, we're done. No, we're yes, done. Sir. You're under arrest. We're going. We're done.
This resulted in criminal and civil investigations of police officers, officers being put on leave and ultimately fired from the Salt Lake City Police Department. And policies at the university changed so that police officers would not be allowed to interact with hospital professionals as closely.
So that was probably the top story of 2017. But there was a lot of booze news this year. So, Nicole, you had the privilege of covering a lot of changes to Utah liquor laws this year. What were some of the big ones?
There were so many. So, of course, we saw the huge alcohol overhaul Zion Curtain bill. But I think the biggest was the change from 0.08 DUI to 0.05. I think this is interesting because it kind of flew under the radar for a lot of the legislative session until it got to the Senate, and then it started to get attention and people started to realize what this would actually mean, that Utah would be the first state to lower the legal limit from 0.08 to 0.05. Utah was the first state years ago to lower to 0.08, and then the rest of the country followed suit. So it will be interesting to see if other states follow Utah's lead.
So another big political story that got a lot of play was the resignation of Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz. The story actually starts in 2016. During the presidential election, Chaffetz made this big show about saying he couldn't support then-candidate Donald Trump. And then a few weeks later, he reversed himself and said actually he would vote for him. So Chaffetz himself was reelected by a large margin in Utah's heavily conservative 3rd District. And he held a town hall meeting in February of this year. It did not go so well. Footage from that town hall, as well as several other town halls with Republican congressmen facing heat from their constituents, went viral. He'd made this career out of leading these hard-charging investigations of the Obama administration and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And it seemed, at least to his critics, that he didn't have a taste for doing the same to the Trump administration. So he stepped down in June to go work for Fox News, and Utahns elected John Curtis, the former mayor of Provo, to take his place. So to cap it off, bear's ears.
Ah, yeah. It's been a very busy news year for anyone who cares about public lands, and it's really sort of boiled down to national monuments. The sort of short answer about the story is that there were two big monuments worth that included over 2.2 million acres, and at the end of it, at the end of the year, there were five smaller monuments that were half that included half that total acreage. But for me, the big issue was really looking at an underlying message that sort of ran through pretty much every story I did, and that was about being heard, feeling heard as a constituent. So that leads to the piece of tape that I brought was this is Secretary Zinke on the tarmac in Kane County at the Kanab Airport. And in the background, you can hear all these protesters who were business people who said they could never get a meeting with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who was making the monument recommendations to the president.
I have met with hundreds of people, shook hands from all sides. So if I missed one group, that's the breaks.
Even though the years wound up and we have these new monument designations, the story is definitely not over. There have already been five lawsuits filed. Those are probably going to be going through the courts, maybe even to the Supreme Court. I think a lot of people would like to see that. And in the meantime, our public debate has really gotten more and more divisive. Everyone feels like they're not being heard unless they're on the winning side that particular day.
That was KUER's Judy Faze, who reports on the environment and public lands, healthcare reporter Eric Newman, and Nicole Nixon, who reports on alcohol laws, and me as well, Julia Ritchie, who reports on politics. So those were the big stories of 2017, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next year. Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.